Imagine a book so powerful it transformed a regional dialect into a world language, shaped the daily lives of over a billion people, and continues to influence global politics 15 centuries after its creation. The Quran stands as one of humanity's most remarkable literary achievements, yet remains profoundly misunderstood in the West. This isn't merely a religious document, but the beating heart of an entire civilization, a linguistic masterpiece that continues to shape history through its extraordinary resilience. What makes this text so enduring? Unlike other scriptures that have been marginalized by modernity, the Quran maintains its central position in contemporary Muslim life. Its verses adorn everything from grand mosque walls to social media posts. Its recitation fills homes and public spaces, and its teachings continue to inspire believers across vastly different cultural contexts. Even figures like Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X found their lives transformed by its message. The Quran occupies a unique position among world scriptures, remarkably compact and well-defined compared to the multiple Vedas, numerous biblical books, or vast Buddhist Tripitaka. Though relatively recent compared to other major scriptures, it achieved canonical status in a world civilization with remarkable speed, establishing itself as perhaps the paradigmatic scripture, God's direct, uncompromised word. The Quran's fundamental message appears in its opening chapter, the Fatiha, seven verses establishing a worldview with remarkable economy. This prayer introduces a single, cosmic God who is both merciful and wrathful, the Lord of all being and master of the Day of Judgment. Humanity divides between those following the straight path and those earning divine anger by straying. This covenant has worshippers pledging devotion to God for guidance. True believers demonstrate faith in God, the Last Day, the angels, the Book, and the prophets while performing good deeds. The blessed are promised paradise with gardens underneath which rivers flow. Believers must practice strict monotheism, making their religion His entirely. This complete surrender, Islam, forms the faith's essence. At the center stands God, uniquely one with absolute authority over creation. Despite His cosmic grandeur, God remains intimately aware of every detail. Not a leaf falls, but He knows it, and we are nearer to Him than the jugular vein. Have you ever wondered how sacred texts reached believers before modern printing? Pre-modern Qurans required painstaking scribal effort, taking days to months to complete. While printing revolutionized scripture access in Europe by 1500, Muslims only widely accepted printed Qurans in the 19th century, nearly four centuries after Gutenberg's Bible. This resistance stemmed from profound reverence. Many Muslims believed only human hands should reproduce divine words. Today, the 1924 Egyptian Standard Edition has become ubiquitous, likely exceeding all manuscript copies ever made. Modern recording technologies have dramatically increased access to oral recitation. Rising literacy has further expanded the Quran's reach, though these quantitative changes have qualitative effects, primarily homogenizing text and recitation styles at the expense of local variations. The greatest fault line isn't sectarian, but linguistic. Less than 25% of Muslims are native Arabic speakers. Most Indonesian Muslims learn to recite portions without understanding the meaning, creating a duality between sacred text and daily religious life. Modern Quranic interpreters face the challenge of bridging ancient scripture with contemporary values, especially against Western post-Christian thought. Three main challenges dominate: science, religious tolerance, and gender equality. Some interpreters claim the Quran anticipates scientific discoveries in verses about embryology or cosmology. More thoughtful scholars avoid this approach, recognizing its vulnerability when scientific theories evolve. Religious tolerance creates tension between modern Western values and traditional Islamic emphasis on absolute religious truth. The Quran contains seemingly contradictory guidance, the sword verse demanding polytheists convert or face death, the tribute verse allowing Jews and Christians to live under Muslim rule with payment, and another stating no compulsion is there in religion. Gender equality remains perhaps the most challenging issue, with commentators struggling to contextualize verses on male authority. Unlike Western religious evolution, Muslims have largely rejected approaches treating the Quran as merely a cultural product. For Muslims, the Quran functions primarily as recited word rather than written text. Islamic worship centers on memorization and recitation, with daily prayers requiring the Fatiha plus another Quranic portion. Devout Muslims often recite the entire Quran regularly, some every 3 days, others daily. By mid-20th century Egypt, Quranic recitation had so permeated daily life that people would silently recite scripture even on public transport. Scriptural phrases like "if God wills" and "praise be to God" have become embedded in everyday Muslim speech. Unlike Protestant scripture reading, Quranic recitation is chanted, creating tension for scholars who view recitation as virtuous but music as sinful. Two main styles exist, tartil, plain style for clarity, and tajweed, musically complex professional performances. The Quran remains fundamentally Arabic, unlike Christianity's Bible, which transitioned to vernacular translations. Translations exist only as aids to understanding the original Arabic, which the Quran itself declares, "We have sent it down an Arabic Quran. Haply you will understand." Unlike Jewish and Christian traditions that separate sacred text from physical book, most Muslims consider the Quranic codex itself sacred. This reverence manifests in keeping the Quran above waist level, atop other books, and on elevated stands. The belief that none but the purified touch it prohibits handling while ritually impure. For worn copies, Muslims developed respectful disposal methods, washing away ink, careful burial, or secure storage, creating valuable manuscript repositories in Damascus and Sana'a. Recently, the Taliban even banned paper bags, fearing they might contain recycled Quranic pages. Muslims preserved the text through a definitive master text and entrusting preservation to copyists. Though Caliph Uthman reportedly kept a master copy, the distributed approach of countless copyists proved more successful, supported by oral recitation traditions. The Arabic script presented challenges with diacritical dots distinguishing similar consonants. Early Qurans used angular Kufic script, unlike today's rounded Naski style. By the 10th century, 7 authoritative reading traditions were established, with Hafs from Asim now dominant. Is the Quran created or uncreated? This question sparked one of Islam's most significant theological controversies. The debate focused on whether God's speech was literal or created, with critics arguing that viewing the Quran as uncreated and co-eternal with God constituted polytheism. The dispute peaked in the 9th century when caliphs attempted to enforce the created doctrine. Ibn Hanbal famously suffered flogging rather than accept this view. Eventually, the uncreated position prevailed, extending to God's word in all forms, whether in heaven, on earth, written, or recited. The Quran was deemed inimitable, challenging humans and jinn to produce anything comparable. 2 interpretations emerged. Either God prevented challengers from succeeding, or the Quran possessed inherent perfection beyond human capacity. The latter view dominated. These doctrines had few monotheistic parallels, though similar to Indian debates about the Vedas. While Jewish tradition considered the Torah pre-creation, mainstream Islam uniquely established the Quran as God's literal speech, rejecting alternatives as apostasy.